From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. How are you going?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good. It's nice to be back up here, hearing some new tracks.
You say that all brightly and say you're very good. Like less than 20 seconds ago, you go, oh, my back.
Well, I was just sitting in a really weird position and I moved and it did a weird clicking thing. But we're fine now. We're here.
Radio's bad for your back, Troy.
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just we all have terrible posture. Yeah. You've brought us some new tracks, but you've also brought us some what looks like reissues maybe going on here as well.
Yeah, one reissue. That's what we're going to start with. Because this is now 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
30 years.
The third album from The Happy Mondays.
How good is that cover?
It's a fantastic one.
Boom, colour.
It actually used to be even better. Look at what it used to look like.
Wait, I can't see the difference. Oh, no, I can see the difference.
So, Pills, Thrills and Belly Aches, third LP from Happy Mondays. This one was produced by Oakenfold and Steve Osborne, I think. And that followed the records that have been produced by John Cale.
Yep.
And Martin Hannock.
It's crazy that this is 30 years old because it doesn't sound it.
It doesn't.
Maybe it's just the ongoing legacy of the Happy Mondays is that so many people continue to ape their style, you know?
Which is funny because there were some people that just casually nicked whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted.
The Happy Mondays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like all through. I'm sure they didn't do any...
That cover is a little bit like that as well. It's a big old collage.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Some Hundert Wasser vibes.
It was all sweet papers on there, and they didn't ask permission for that.
There we go.
And if you listen to, I don't know what percentage of the lyrics of the Mondays are just nicked wholesale from other places, but quite a lot.
On the original... There's things like Kool-Aid and grapefruit candies.
I think it was an allegory for something.
Funnily enough. This one's got less of the Kool-Aid stuff on it, though. Do you think maybe they got in trouble, or is this just a reissue?
They got in trouble.
They did? Okay, yeah. Well, there we go. They came here not so long ago.
Yeah, doing this album.
There we go.
See, to me, like it's really, I love the juxtaposition of one of the most tuneless singers on the planet with one of the most tuneful. You have Roessa in the background, amazing, and you got Sean.
Just having a crack. Yeah. It's good. It's the kind of, it's the deadpan 90s Britpop
thing. I think he's an amazing vocalist, but not the most tuneful.
No. And you know that you want some more. Some more.
It's kind of like if Jeff Buckley was in Portishead.
kind of
is, yeah.
On a bad day.
Jeff Buckley with a cold. Buckley with a cold doing Portishead.
One of the things that cracked me up in the early 2000s is there was this like pop classical singer who sort of did like a, you know, sort of light tenor opera style.
Right.
Called Russell Watson, who was from Salford, same place as the Mondays. And he did a version of the song Barcelona with Sean Ryder.
Fantastic.
And it would crack me up thinking of all of these like, you know, nice old people who wanted a bit of light classical and they'd be putting in their lovely Russell Watson and then they'd have this honking tuneless.
Sean just booming through.
So the Happy Mondays, the first four LPs,
very cool,
i.e. the crucial ones, are all reissued now.
That's pretty exciting. This one also says it's cut from the original factory production master tapes.
Yeah, it means factory
nice.
Records.
Yeah.
And straight from the masters.
Straight from the masters. There's some sleeve notes by Andrew Perry. And it's got all the classics on it. Kinky Afro, Loose Fit, Step On.
But also the other ones, which are sort of the minor classics, like God's Cop, which is a killer. Donovan, you know, the sunshine coming out of somewhere. What else is on there? Holiday, which had a wholesale jack from the disco group Change.
So when... I'm just talking about the cover again. When did this get, like, its revamp?
Very soon after it came out. I think as soon as the rights holders to all of those sweet rappers saw it, they were like, what? We can't be associated with this degenerate, thuggish stuff. So
youth music. Looks like a hot dog tastes like gum.
Yeah.
One of the... I think I've had one of those before.
Oh, I certainly have.
They were great. Yeah, it is still a gorgeous cover, though.
What a great record. I mean,
fantastic.
It does sound really cool now in this new version, and I always like hearing Loose Fit the most. Oh, I'm sorry, crashing.
Crash, bang,
boom.
Snap, so crackle, is this pop. on the shelves already, or
yeah,
will it
is.
Be
all,
cool?
All four of the
awesome
Monday's ones on there, and
stock
including
up your collection.
Yeah, and for some reason, I don't know why they didn't do it past the first one, but the first album, Squirrel and G-Man, is in like this sort of soft perspex slide-off cover.
Very cool.
Which looks amazing.
Awesome. So pop up if you need to top up your Happy Mondays collection.
Or start one.
Now, what's this?
Now, this here, this is a brand new artist called Kennebec.
Kennebec.
Who you're going to be super surprised when I tell you where he comes from after you hear a bit of this and I show you this sleeve.
Okay, let's have a look. This track's called Departure, by the way.
This is the title track of the LP. It's on the Nighttime Stories label, which is the sort of sister label of Late Night Tales.
It's got sort of some koi carp and some beautiful mountains, some leaves, and some little lanterns. It's very serene.
And it's done in that particular sort of colour-rich, not quite realistic Japanese
It's got a kind of Studio
style.
Ghibli vibe to it.
Yeah. What kind of fish are those on the bottom?
I think koi. They're koi, yeah.
Carp.
Cute.
Those big ones you find in posh fish ponds. Or that
in
man.
Japan, yeah.
That man got in all that trouble for releasing a whole bunch of koi carp into the streams of New Zealand.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you see that? Yeah. Not good, not good.
People suck.
So this has got...
So wait, obviously with this sort of
traditional
sounding Japanese music, well, in a way, and the cover and everything, you've guessed that he's from Portland, Oregon.
Okay. I was going to say, you've so far suggested it is not Japan.
It's not, no.
So how did he get into this kind of music then?
I think he was either writing for film.
Okay.
I think he definitely writes for film, but I think he was like super into this particular composer for film in Japan. Like,
yep.
And whose name escapes me.
And so that was maybe where his inspiration came from.
I think so, but...
I hear this in a film, you know, I could imagine this, being played in a film as the soundtrack. Ooh, atmospheric. Waiting for it to come back in. This is lovely, though. It's very relaxed.
Yeah, now you looked slightly blank when I said Nighttime Stories, but of course that's the label that Kerrang Bin Ash Walker, and you know, it's that sort of vibe.
Oh, that makes sense. This kind of, I can see that sitting nicely alongside those. This is very sunny afternoon music.
Is it?
You know? Yeah.
I reckon it's like early morning, light some incense. I don't drink coffee type thing.
Kombucha for me, thanks. you can just see, you know, lying under the leafy shade on a lovely sunny afternoon. This would be perfect soundtrack for that.
Not me.
Except for Troy, who's a vampire.
I'm not a vampire.
Can't touch the sun or he just bursts into flames.
So it's also got that similar, like, Kwang being based in Texas and taking from Thai funk, and this is Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Taking from sort of Japanese sound.
I don't know where they're taking from in as much as using it as like a kickoff point to create something different.
Totally.
I really like the viola in this. That's a viola now.
So who does he work with? Is he part of a like a jazz scene?
No,
or
not
what's
at all.
This thing? Just a man on his own with his friends?
I don't know about friends, but yeah, he has other people like playing some stuff, like the viola in that.
The viola on this and the violin are done by Mirabai Perat.
Yep.
So the track listing on this has got quite a nice mellow vibe as well.
Yeah.
As we grow older, seasons change. Kalahari, abundance / in the reeds, a monsoon, pipe dreams, wellspring, quest, yesterday, tomorrow, and departure. So they've all got kind of like a bit of weight to them, sort of like
or imagination / feeling.
feelings. It's an album full of feelings.
I guess. I do
really
love
lovely.
The cover.
So he's new, did you say? This is
yeah, this is
first
this
thing
is the first release from Kennebec.
Cool.
I don't know if he's ever released anything before. And it's Nighttime Stories are particularly excited about it. So
awesome.
I think people are going to dig it.
I reckon. Mm-hmm. I am really enjoying this. It is a lovely, mellow vibe, and I like the cover a lot.
I thought
Studio
you might.
Ghibli. Thank you very much. Right, what is track number three this morning?
Now, here's an older band, older, i.e. 20 years or so, but a brand new album.
Let's have a look.
Oh.
This is, of course, Antibalas.
Antibalas. I'm into this already.
So, of course, on Daptone Records.
So it's called the Foo Chronicles.
Yeah. So Antibalas, as we know, Afrobeat mm-hmm. sort of collective from New York City. And you think straight off we heard Kung Fu stuff, and this is called Foo Chronicles, and you think, what are they doing? Are they jumping on some sort of woo type thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mayo, the vocalist and percussionist of Antibalas, is a kung fu master, and in fact had a dojo. That's how they Antibalas found him in the first place.
That's extremely cool.
He had a dojo. Yeah.
Now, where are they based again?
New York.
New York. Okay. There's quite a cool cover on this one. It's like a sort of a streetscape with various members of the band, I'm assuming, or a band playing around, and lots of people protesting as well. And there's a few like little clues to maybe some of the politics of the band in there. There's a road called Indigenous Way.
Yep. Which is, I think, let me see, they flip it around. I think that street is supposed to be, well, Radio City Music Hall is there. What is that? Fifth Avenue in New York. And see
Indigenous
that giant
Way.
Statue?
Yep.
That's Amayo's mum.
Oh, that's really cool.
So it's, you're right. It is a political sort of thing.
And she's sort of standing in the Statue of Liberty pose as well.
Yeah.
With her wee baby.
And with her Nigerian national dress.
It's kind of the Statue of Liberty pose. It's also the sort of Black Power Freedom fist as well. It's a very cool cover. I like this.
Banger.
And as you're saying, Radio City is the big building on the corner there. And Solar Temple as well. Temple.
Solar Temple, in fact, was the name of the Mayo's dojo.
Okay.
So it wasn't actually there.
No, I'm imagining it's a bit of artistic license given there.
So the whole album is like there is kind of an underlying narrative to it, and mm-hmm. I ain't going to ruin it for anyone. If you want to listen to it, it's pretty cool. Oh,
it is very
here we
cool.
go. Check this out. Here we got some Masekela style trumpet there.
That is very nice. I quite like in his Solar Temple dojo that he's drawn on the front here, or that whoever has drawn this is put on the front. Duke Amaya, I think that's the artist.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. Music, universal energies, quantum physics, art and tradition, algae technology, indigenous dance, and kung fu capoeira dojo.
Yo.
All of the like names of the floors in this building, so I guess that's like his dream complex, maybe.
That's I guess so.
We're just gonna have to build one up.
The algae technologies is kind of cool.
Donnie on the back is having a good party too. I'm enjoying him.
This is really nice.
Are you familiar with Antibalas at all?
No, I'm not. This is my first listen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's this track called?
This one,
Fist of Flowers.
Yes.
Ooh.
The other tracks are called Amenawan, Lai Lai, MTTT Part 1, MTTT Part 2, Fight and Finish, and Koto. I like the kung fu noises there. Cross, get lower. So this is a reissue, did you say?
No, brand new.
Oh, this is brand new.
Yeah, out tomorrow everywhere.
Or very maybe, exciting.
Yeah. Same with Kennebec, that's out worldwide tomorrow.
Okay.
They have a fire in their belly and they're starting 2020 with a bang. We simply love to see it.
So when was this recorded then? Is this a recent recording?
Yeah, last year.
Right, okay. So new music from an older group.
I think MTT, I think that, I've heard that live from them. So that's an older tune. But otherwise, it's all newly written stuff.
Where did you see them live?
New York City.
Fantastic.
Yeah. God, I forgot the name of the venue. Not a big one.
A small, cool venue that Troy was at.
No, it wasn't that small, but it wasn't like a Yankee Stadium or anything.
It's quite the crew involved here. We've got vibraphone, flute, trumpet, trombone, tenor sax, guitars, bass, drum set, congas, shakiri, electric organ, sticks. I like it's just sticks.
Mm-hmm.
More flutes and more violins. Very cool. Bit of everything.
Well, yeah.
Bit of many things. In six movements, try to cast them to. Let from my fist them come together. Dip it in like some bamboo. I think this might be my favourite of the three this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this.
Always painful, low.
Look, I can imagine these guys would be really fun to see live.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of them, yeah.
And before anyone says it, yes, they do kind of pay tribute to Fela Kuti.
Yeah.
They're not ripping anything off. It's
an homage.
Well, again, it's inspired by doing
totally.
Something.
A tantalizing tale of kung fu meets Afrobeat is the way it's been described on here. So this is very cool. Remind us of the name of this record, Troy.
This one here is the Foo Chronicles by Anti Balaz, their brand new album. Before that, we had something very, very new from Kennebec. His album is entitled Departure. It's on the Nighttime Stories label. I think you're going to dig it. And we started with the tuneful classical music of... The Happy Mondays.
The Happy Mondays.
Their first four LPs are now
Concert
reissued.
Concert FM staple.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. So they're all on the shelves tomorrow. Happy Mondays is already on it.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yes.
See you in the shop then.
All right.
Thanks very much, Troy.
Thanks.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.